Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people. Hello, people. This is SOS, and I am your host, Tori. And tonight, is this going to be me? This is one of my segments that I do called Tori's Rant. Of course, I haven't done a Tori's Rant in a very long time, but tonight, after watching UNC versus Kansas for the title championship game for the NCAA, I had to do a Tory rant. Now, first off, I would like to say, as far as FOS goes, moving forward, we basically ended FOS, but we will come back periodically to do certain shows that we just feel, if we feel like we want to do something on that subject, then we'll do it, okay? But we're not, like, going to come back with, like, a weekly or a monthly show or anything like that. So I just happened to be jumping on here now because of the game, and I was completely disgusted. I know that people are tired of me fussing about freaking UNC. But, of course, we all love the Tar Heels. So it was just crazy. It was just crazy. Now, the reason that I felt like I needed to do a rant is because I literally cannot believe that UNC, this was theirs to win. This was their title to win. The last time they won the title was the 2017 championship. Okay? And to get back to this point, like they should be, and after beating Duke's ass, literally spanked their asses on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was, this weekend, I was like, oh, they got this. Oh, I know they feeling good. They shot down Duke, okay? No more. Dukies went home, okay? So they advanced. Now, the title championship. And I've been so excited all day. I was like, I can't wait. This is going to be amazing. I knew it was going to be a nail biter, but that was going to make it fun. And it just, what can I say? What can I start? Let's start with the good part. I want to say congratulations to Hubert Davis, the African-American coach of the Tar Heels. This was his full year as a new coach, taking over for the amazing and talented and revered Roy Cooper. And seeing him do his thing, I didn't watch all the games during the season. Typically, I am the person that, like, I'll, like, check in on a score, and then I like to wait down and get to the nitty-gritty. When we start getting into brackets and all of that, that's when I'm more in tune to watch it. I'm the same way with the NBA, even though I really don't have an NBA team right now that I like. What can you do? But I'm not interested until it's time for their championship. So it is what it is, or All-Star weekend. Be that as it may, that's basically the only nice thing I can say, pretty much. And I don't understand how you can go to halftime, basically double what they got, and they come back and swept UNC's asses all over the court. It was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. And why were they running? They let asses down the, like they were like some little rats or something. this is going so fast. You're not Michael Jordan. You might be playing on a team that Michael Jordan played on, but you are not Michael Jordan. Getting your asses all mixed up trying to do the twist. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Then you want to start throwing threes, and you're missing them. Hint, if you're throwing threes and you're missing them, but Kansas is hitting them damn threes, stop hitting threes and just pace yourself. Slow your little asses down and take a decent shot. I don't know what happened after halftime. I don't know if they went and had a drink. I don't know if it's like, oh, we got it. It's going to be easy. And they just dropped the ball, literally, literally. I mean, ridiculous. Sorry, Carlos. I saw you lit up. I was going to get ready to pull you in. I'm going to have time for no shenanigans. So if you want to call back in, I'll pull you in. But I'm just letting you know right now, I don't have time for no shenanigans. We would completely end that call immediately. Okay? Now, back to the point at hand. I literally want to just do this show to say, I'm very disappointed. I don't know if people are going to say, why are you acting this way? It's not like everybody wins. I'm sorry. They had the recipe to win this game. And they had every opportunity to win this game, the title game. This was it. You had to play like you knew this was it. And they didn't. They did not do it in the second half. My nephew could play a better game than what they played. He's freaking 14. But I guarantee you, he could have played a better game, he and his friends, than what they did on that floor tonight. It was embarrassing. And now, UNC fans, we have secondhand embarrassment out rooting for you. And believe me, you've lost games before, and I'd be like, okay, you know, oh, woo-woo-woo, you know, that's okay. You can come back next year. But, no, I'm not doing it this year because that game was right there within their grasp. Right there within their grasp. And, again, callers, I'm sorry. It was three of you. If one want to call back in, I will pull you in. I do apologize. You got tired the whole day. But I must tell you, I'm just not. I've been a UNC fan for as long as I can remember. And I've been around a long time. I'm not a young chicken, okay? So, you know, I remember watching March Madness because in North Carolina, in our schools, we watch the games, okay? We wear the T-shirts. We're going for our fans. And we that's just what we grew up with, and that's what we enjoyed. It is what it is. But we do have a caller. Let me pull the caller in. One moment. Hello, thank you for joining FOS. This is Tori. And who, can I have your first name?
Yes, this is Josh. How you doing, man?
Hi, Josh. I'm doing fine. I would be better if UNC had won tonight. Did you have a comment or a question?
Well, I mean, the stuff that I saw, the topic of conversation was freedom of speech. And, yeah, we kind of deviated for, the past, 80 years.
Yes.
Can I talk about that, or is that, or did you have more
of a
specific...
Can you say something about free speech? We've said it again.
Yeah, the freedom of speech, FOS.
Yes, and how have you saying that we have, or just in general?
Oh no, the freedom of speech. Well, we had the last 80 years, and we have it today to an extent, but
right.
It's been Yeah, we have a degradation of that over the last 80 years. So I don't know what particular thing you wanted to talk about. Want to tackle anything?
Oh, God.
It's not a sweet story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, the name of the show is FOS, meaning freedom of speech. but we talk about anything on the show. And then the topic tonight was the UNC Kansas NCAA championship title game. And I was doing a rant because I was upset that UNC lost when the game was there.
Let me tell you something about the Fighting Illini. You know, UNC is great. UNC is great.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. But yeah, back in like 2004,
yeah.
when they beat the Illinois Fighting Illini, yeah, no. I'm sorry. No, I definitely thought this was a different. Yeah, no. UNC is great. No, my sister moved out to Charlotte from the Bay Area out there in Cali, and I've never forgiven her for that.
Oh, no. Charlotte is a beautiful city.
I know, but you know what? I will never forgive the UNC for taking down my Fighting Illini. No, never again. Well, unless they did that.
No.
Actually, no. I take that personally
that
for no
so
reason
silly.
At all.
Oh, God. I feel you on that. I can feel you on that. Yes. But that, you know, I have to tell you, I do agree with you about freedom of speech. I think that we have too much of a cancel culture now. You have to be careful what you say, and I don't agree with that. And even as an African-American woman, I don't agree that people that are not fans of African-American people, they should not be told what they can say and what they can't say. If you have freedom of speech, you have it across the board. That's not a very popular opinion, but I really don't care because, as I say, you know, we do have freedom of speech, and I'm able to think what I like. If you're going to have it for everybody, you got to have it for everybody. You can't pick and choose who can have it and who can't. That's ridiculous. If that's the case, then do away with it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you talking about living in the Western world? What? Yeah, I know. That's how we treat each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I will never disparage you for any reason unless you have bad ideas, then I'll debate you. Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, and debates are fun. Debates are healthy.
Like your
fun.
terrible choices in basketball teams for the NCAA. Like
Well, I won't give up on UNC, but I'm going to treat them like they're bad little kids and get on them tonight. Because what I saw tonight in the second half was ridiculous. It's like, were you trying to throw the game away?
I'm sorry. Who? No. I've watched enough Illini games to watch people throw games away. Who do they lose to? I didn't even watch anything on TV today. What was it? Who did they lose to?
Okay, well, they didn't lose to Kansas. They were the number one seed.
Uh-huh. I'm moving to Kansas. You know why?
Oh,
it has
God.
Nothing to
why?
Do with the NCAA. No,
oh,
I just
God.
Hate Illinois a lot. Okay.
So
you're telling
so
me
you're
that
moving.
The UNC, I'm moving to Kansas because I hate Illinois, and so does everybody
I'm
else
insane.
In Illinois. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
It's one way to be. I know. I should write a journal, maybe make a movie out of it. Who knows?
Yeah, I have an
uncle
who lives in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Illinois and Ohio are beefing.
I was thinking Ohio.
Forever beefing. Yeah, no, it's not the same thing.
I don't know what made me
Ohio
think Ohio.
State. Because you're, what do they call that? You're Midwestern phobic. I don't know. I have to come up with a new one. Yeah, no.
Oh no, because you know UNC played Duke this weekend and whooped Duke's behind. You know Duke is Carolina too. That's the biggest rival in college. So,
who did UNC lose to?
They lost
Kansas.
To Kansas, but they won over Dukey. They knocked Dukey out. They knocked him out, which is
they're
great.
They're gonna call him Dukey. Is that what we do?
Oh yeah, they are. They're Dukey. They're known as Dukey. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what they are. But hopefully, you know, I'm a little upset with them. They were throwing threes when they couldn't hit them, but Kansas was hitting up those threes, and they kept running up in the running up into the people like they thought they were Michael Jordan. I'm like, listen, Michael Jordan went to the school, but you're not Michael Jordan. They're acting like his spirit just unplugged
him. I met Michael Jordan, and I promise you, he was not running up on anybody doing anything crazy. But let me just say this about Kansas.
Yeah.
I'm not from Kansas at all, but I'm about to move to Kansas.
Right.
So let me tell you how we do it. Kansas that I'm not moved to yet. Yeah, I visited a couple times. Yeah, all my people in Kansas. This is how we do it. No, I'm very happy that UNC lost. They destroyed the Illini for the championship in 2014, 2015. Yeah. So no, I'm sorry, 2004. So, yeah, I took that personally for no reason because I'm not actually involved. But, yeah, emotions and stuff. Yeah, no.
And that steel burns, huh? That steel just rubs you.
Yeah, ow, my feelings. Yeah.
Why? I, you know what? You should write them a letter. Let your anger out.
I'm gonna put some angry face stickers on it, you know.
Yes. That what else?
Yeah. Yeah, just put a little and there's gonna be some exclamation points, okay?
Yes. Not too much. They might try to come and look for you.
They're gonna throw
that. Let me tell you. Yes. Well, my time is running down here, but it was great talking to you. And again,
yes, ma'am.
I hope you have a safe move to Kansas and enjoy your time there. And forgive your sister for moving to Charlotte. Charlotte's a beautiful city. You should go come down and visit her, right?
I don't see any justification. You know, she can visit me. I'll buy the plane ticket. How about that?
I want to go out to Kansas.
She can visit.
Why
she can visit me in rational America, and she can live in irrational America.
Rational.
How about that?
Rational America. I think not. Now, what I cannot let nobody do is talk about my state. So, but it's all in good fun.
Unnecessary hills.
Wonderful night.
Yes, ma'am.
Say
you have a good
now.
Night.
Okay,
I said unnecessary
thank you. You
hills.
Too. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay, now. All the time that we have, thanks for tuning in. I hope you got the gist of what I was arguing about with UNC and why I'm upset with them. And, you know, I'm putting them in timeout for a while. You know, I don't even know if I'll pay attention to them next year. If God gives me another year, let me be here. I don't know if I can do this watching of the UNC games anymore. This did not make sense. And I wanted Hubert Davis, the coach, I wanted him to have this because he's done an amazing job. And when you go back and you look over and read over what he has done after coming behind such a prolific, prolific coach, that was amazing. But I know a lot of that he also got from Roy Cooper. And he learned from him. He learned from the best. And it was just would have been so wonderful if they took that home, and Roy was there to see that. And I don't know what the hell it is. I promise you, I have not been drinking. I promise you that. I have not. but I don't know why I mentioned why in the ham sandwich. I asked the man when he clearly said Illinois, and I was thinking freaking Ohio. I have no idea. And I'm like, and then another thing is, I'm like, why the hell did I think of freaking Cincinnati? And then I keep saying Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, talking about the coach. I just don't know why. Oh, my Lord Jesus. I don't know what in the world I'm thinking of, but I will say that he's just really, really happy for Roy Williams, happy for what he achieved and what he passed on to what looks like to be another great coach at UNC. And then you hurt for the seniors. You hurt for the seniors knowing this is their last time playing for UNC and, you know, not getting that title that they wanted in their senior year. But I just think if they would have taken some time and slowed down, you know. But, again, Roy Williams. I'm thinking of Roy Cooper, the governor. Oh, my God. So let me get started on that because I've had a lot of things I wanted to send an email to about Roy Cooper about some things that need some change in North Kakalaki. I had Roy Cooper on my mind. But Hubert Davis, great year. The team, they had a great year. They could have had an even more wonderful year. I think, unfortunately, they dropped the ball. And I think they dropped the ball in the second half. They slowed down, not speed-wise, but focus-wise. They weren't there. I think the thrill of the where they were in the first half caught up to them. They thought, oh, we got this. But no, you still have another long second half to go. It might seem short, but them minutes, I mean, they go, that doesn't mean you can do a lot in the second half. And clearly Kansas made sure to do that. So it is what it is. And as I stated, I think where they really messed up on, I think trying to do threes when they weren't really going into those threes confidently. Kansas was knocking those threes out. Also, running up into madness, but thinking they were Michael Jordan when they weren't. I know they were trying to draw fouls, but how about playing basketball? This is supposed to be your thing. So play basketball and don't try to do tricks. And they were just flying down the court and not taking the time to actually look at what they were doing. And, you know, Roy Williams being there and seeing what was going on, I mean, it was just embarrassing. Just second-hand embarrassment. What can you say? I don't know what to even say after that. And I don't want to lie, but another thing is I think that sometimes people allow their emotions to get into the way of something so big when it's right there. How many people can say that they were there where they are? How many people can say that? They lost in 2017, the organization. So you're back now in 2022. This should be redemption. This was the slap of all slaps that they could have made. And instead of doing that, we had to see them crying on national television. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those grown men to cry, but to cry in front of your fans, your supporters, and the people that you went up against. You hold that shit in until you get to the locker room, and then that's when you let it out. That's when you let it go. And I am just, that pissed me off as well. And I just think that perhaps, you know, what can you do? I don't know. But I know that Roy Williams is proud of Hubert Davis. I know that. And it's unfortunate that things didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to. I guess it seems I can't have everything that I want. And to Dabina Hall and Roy Cooper throughout this damn show, Roy Williams, love Roy Williams. Great coach Hubert Davis. And congrats to UNC. You beat your number one arch enemy, Duke. And for that, that's an amazing thing to see. And because that doesn't really happen a lot. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. I'm kidding. So, anywho, thank you for all that tuned in. This was a spur of the moment to decide to get on here and do this. I'm about to log off, everyone. Have a great night and a wonderful rest of the week. Okay? Deuces.